Good morning, everyone.
弟兄姊妹早安。
Actually, this hymn 220 exactly probably describes today's message.
这个诗歌220首把今天的信息完全表明出来。
Only the sinner saved by grace.
只是一个罪人蒙了主的恩典。
This morning on the way here, I saw the other side of Highway I-29. There is a white Chevrolet car.
今天开下来的时候在高速公路29号高速公路另一边有一辆白色的雪佛兰。
And he parked beside the road, and there is a police car with the siren on behind that white car.
他停在路边，然后后面有一辆警车，警灯亮着。
Not only that.There's another police van behind that police car.
不光那样，警车后面还有一辆小型的面包车，也是警车。
And I know this is not only a speeding problem.
我知道说这个不光是一个超速的问题。
This is something probably driving with some toxic substance.
可能是说也许这辆车里有毒品或者有毒的物质。
When I passed that car, that police van already took off and.Police car followed that one, that van, police van.
当我过去的时候，那个警车已经走了。
And suddenly in my heart, I'm thinking, oh, that must be a serious the problem driving with probably alcohol or some drugs problem.
我就想到那个司机一定有很大的麻烦，他也许是酒后驾车，也许是其他的事情。
And I'm thinking, okay, I'm on the way to church.
我在想说我是在去教会的路上。
At that time, I feel like I have a feeling, say, probably I'm heading the right direction.
我就想说我的方向是正确的方向。
But suddenly the Holy Spirit tell me, you are just the sinner saved by grace.
但是突然圣灵就跟我说你只是一个罪人蒙主恩。
Do you think you are a lot better than that white Chevrolet driver?
你觉得你自己比那个开白色雪佛兰的司机好很多吗？
No, you are just only a sinner saved by grace.
不，你只是一个罪人蒙了主的恩典。
Oh, at that time, I need to repent before the Lord.
我就觉得要在主的面前悔改。
Okay, let's bow our hand and pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we come before you.
亲爱的天父，我们到你面前来。
And truly, we are only the sinners saved by grace.
我们实在是罪人，蒙了主的恩典。
And thank you for you have sent your begotten Son to us.
感谢你把你的爱子差来。
And today we can come before you just because you have paid the price for us.
今天我们可以到你面前来，因为你已经付上一切的代价。
Thank you for your redemptive love.
感谢你救赎的爱。
Pray that today you will speak to us.
愿你今天向我们说话。
Speak to each one of us.
向我们每一个人说话。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Okay, let's turn to, still turn to the Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 through 10.
咱们还是翻开以弗所书第二章。
Do you remember last time or last week we covered something?
你还记得我们上个星期所交通的吗？
Yes, there is a very important covenant set by the Lord, set by God himself and to his people.
神和他的子民设立了一个非常重要的约。
And this covenant is called the covenant of grace.
这个约称为恩典之约。
And that time probably when you hear that you will say, well, I'm not a personin that garden of Eden to pick that fruit.
你可能觉得我并不是在伊甸园里吃那个禁果的那个人。
And that's the problem of Adam.
那是亚当的问题。
And I'm nothing to do with him.
我和亚当，我跟这件事没有关系。
But in fact, if you go back to the Roman chapter 5, verse 19.
如果你翻到罗马书五章十九节。
And it says just,For just as through the disobedience of the one man, the many were made sinners.
因一人的悖逆，众人成为罪人。
So because of him, all his prosperity including you and me, we are the sinners.
因为一个人的悖逆，因为他的过犯，我们所有的人，包括你和我，都成为罪人。
So unfortunately, yes, this is including the you and me, everybody. We all in this the sinners category.
包括你我在内的每一个人，我们都是罪人。
So today we'll continue from this this verse, and then we'll develop more.
今天我们要在这些经文上有更多的分享。
Okay, let's read a couple of verses to begin today's message.
那我们再读几节经文。
Okay, first one is from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8.
以弗所书二章八节。
And can we all read together?
让我们一起来读。
For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourself. This is the gift of God. This is the gift of God.
Okay. 是神所赐的。
Let's turn to another verse, which is in the Romans chapter 6, verse 23.
另一节是罗马书六章二十三节。
And again, we're going to read together this verse. If you find it, let's all read together. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Can we do that again?
我们再读一遍。
Verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Again, here has mentioned about the gift of God.
这里仍然是说到神的恩赐，罪的工价乃是死，神的恩赐在我们的主耶稣基督里乃是永生。
Okay, since our first parent, they had done something disobedient to God's covenant.
因为我们的先祖悖逆，他们违反了神的盟约。
So there's a problem, we call this depravity.
所以这里我们就说人的堕落。
And sometimes probably this word you don't quite get it. How about corruption?
我们有时候这个词可能你不是那么了解，但是我们有一些不同的词来描述它。
Okay, corruption, which means you've done something is by far is degraded from the original God's design.
所以就是说，你好像做了一些事是偏离了神起初的计划。
And this is becomes a very serious problem.
是一件很严重的事情。
And it looks like we have been away from God's original design, far, far away.
我们偏离得非常非常的远。
And the very first one, this problem is from inside, inward.
首先来说，这个问题是我们内心的问题。
Let's look at what Jesus said to a disciple. Matthew 15, 19.
那我们先来看，主耶稣他自己是怎样说的。马太十五章十九节。
Okay, if we turn to Matthew, can we again read together?
我们一起来读。
Matthew 15:19. Okay, if you find it, let's read together. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander, and so on. And here talking about a lot of things we don't want to touch it, or we feel like if we do that, probably it's pretty bad.
这里说从心里发出来的有恶念、凶杀、奸淫、苟合、偷盗、妄政、放毒，这许多事情我们谈起来是觉得羞耻。
And the beginning of this verse say, for out of the heart.
这节经节一开始就说是从心里面发出来。
It looks like it'snot only the outside action or outside behavior, it's from the heart.
不光是我们外面的行为，乃是我们的内心。
And Jesus already pointed out this problem.
主耶稣也指出这个问题。
And right now, I think this problem already probably in a greater extent.
那我觉得今天这个问题是更加的大。
And probably in a very deeper degree.
已经是更加大也更加深。
So this problem, the depravity of man first one is from inside.
人的堕落是从内心开始,
from the heart.
从内心.
And also this problem, he also mentioned this is great.
主要是也是,圣经也告诉我们说这个堕落的范围是很大的。
Let's turn to Genesis 6:5.
创世纪6:5节.
And it says, the Lord saw how great men's wickedness on the earth had become, and that every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the time.
耶和华看, 这个世界满了恶,
and you know, this is just Genesis chapter 6.
这只是创世纪第六章而已.
And this is the very beginning of creation.
是创造开始不久.
And we haven't gone into the later part of the Bible yet.
我们还没有进到圣经其他的部分.
And the Lord already saw how great man's wickedness on earth.
主已经看见地上满了恶, 人思想的终日都是恶.
Let me give you a Bible quiz.
让我给你一个小小的测验.
People build the Babel Tower is before the flood or after the flood?
当人造巴别塔是洪水之前还是之后?
After, yes.
之后.
And why God sent the flood?
为什么神, 让洪水来?
Why? Because he saw everywhere on earth, so the people have become wicked.
为什么他, 看见地上满了恶?
So he only preserved one family.
他只保存了一家.
But not too long, this family, probably they have a several generation of people again to fill up all the earth.
但这一家大概若干世代之后, 他们所繁衍出来的又遍满全地.
And later on, they start to build this Babel Tower.
但后来巴别塔也是从他们当中的人来盖的.
This is after the flood.
这是洪水之后的事情.
And this is a descendant from the family of Noah.
是挪亚的后代.
So it looks like this wickedness just continue and continue.
你看见这个罪恶就是不断的在延续.
So here is in the Lord's eyes is how great a man's wickedness.
在神的眼中,
another one is called continually.
还有一个就是说到这个罪恶乃是持续的.
In this same verse, toward the end, NIV version said all the time.
就在这个6:5节里, 这里说终日所思想的.
But actually meaning is continually.
所以它是一个持续的.
So that's been this kind of a the evil thoughts or evil hearts just continue. We cannot stop.
对这罪恶的思想它并不会停止的.
So this is the condition of man is pretty much is a total depravity.
这是人完全堕落的情形.
Another one the Bible mentioned, this is not only people happen in the underdeveloped country or any uneducated people, this is everywhere.
还有一个就是它的范围并不是说只是在一些 不发达的国家或者没有受教育的人当中, 这是每一个人.
In Romans chapter 3 verse 10, it describes there is no one righteous, not even one.
罗马书3:10节就说 没有一人, 一个也没有.
And many times we feel like probably I'm better than the other person.
有时候我们觉得我们比周围的人可能好一点.
And we like to do that kind of comparison.
我们喜欢做这样的比较.
Just like this morning, I did a comparison myself to that white Chevrolet driver.
像今天早上我开车来教会的时候, 我就把自己跟那个 开车的司机做比较.
But the Lord say, there is no one righteous, not even one.
但是主说没有一人, 连一个也没有.
So this problem is universal.
这个问题是一个普遍的问题.
Everywhere.
是到处都有.
If you go to the most advanced country, the same thing.
到最发达的地方去, 也是一样.
So this is the condition of mankind.
这就是人类的问题.
And since we have this kind of a depravity problem, and what caused and what's the consequences of that?
我们知道人有这个堕落的问题, 但是它带来的后果是什么呢?
Well, I want to say one word, which is the misery of the fallen man.
我这里想要提到就是人当堕落之后他们落在一个悲惨的境地。
And this morning we'll discuss what would be the good word to translate the misery.
今天早上我们在讨论说这个词misery应该中文怎么翻。
I think we all can feel what's the really misery means.
我们可能很多人我们知道说 misery这个词它究竟含义是什么。
After I describe all the points, probably you will agree, yes, that's the misery of our life.
等一下我有点分享之后可能你也会同意说这实在是一个非常悲惨的境地。
First one is, well, most of the time, this is a picture describing our condition.
我觉得很多时候这幅图画所表达的就是我们很多时候所处的一种情况。
I've been using this person, I call him Shorty, and today Shorty is sitting on a chair crying.
我这个画面上这个人我叫他Shorty 那他今天你看见他坐在椅子上他在那里哭。
Of course you will see there's a bump on his head.
看到他头上有个包。
I don't know what happened, probably he fell down or probably somebody hit him, I don't know, but he's in a misery condition.
所以不知道到底发生了什么他可能跌倒了可能被人打了但是你可以看见他的情况就是很悲惨。
So he's sitting in a chair and crying.
对,他就坐在那里哭。
Yes, a lot of situations just describe we just like that.
所以其实很多时候我们就像这个人。
Sometimes we hurt ourselves and sometimes we got hurt by other people.
有时候我们自己伤害到自己,有时候我们是被别人伤害到。
We call this a misery condition.
我们就说这是一个悲惨的情况。
Well, because first one, we lost the communication with God.
首先我们乃是失去了跟神的交通。
Do you remember the first parent when they eat that fruit?
你记得当亚当夏娃他们吃那个果子的时候。
And their eyes open.
他们的眼睛明亮了。
And they see themselves naked.
他们看见自己赤身露体。
And they feel they are ashamed.
他们就感觉羞耻。
And do you know what they did?
你知道他们做了什么吗?
Genesis 3:8.
创世记3章8节。
They, which is Adam and his wife, hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden.
亚当夏娃就在园中的树木中躲避。
Why they said hid?
为什么说他们躲避?
They used to be the God's good friend.
他们原来与神是朋友。
And right now they try to hide from God's eyes.
所以他们现在就躲避耶和华的面。
It looks like there's a communication broke down.
好像那个交通就失去了。And
this is a misery condition.
这是一件很悲惨的事。
And we try very hard, but only thing we have is just like the shorty.
我们也许很努力,但是我们的情形就是像这个人一样。
Sometimes, yes, we cry because we lost something, but sometimes we cry because we have something.
有的时候我们 哭泣是因为我们失去了什么某些事情 有的时候我们哭泣是因为我们有了什么
And probably you have 10 or hundreds of examples in your heart already
也许在你的心里有千百个例子
And this is the problem we have lost the communication with God
这里看见其中一个悲惨的事就是我们失去与神的交通
Do you remember King Solomon wrote this in the Ecclesiastes, chapter 1, verse 2.
你记不记得所罗门王在传道书中所写的?
And he said, vanity, vanity, says the teacher, utterly vanity, everything is vanity.
那里说虚空的虚空,一切都是虚空。
And you can change that meaningless.
你可以把那个虚空 也可以说是就是没有意义
Let me repeat that phrase Meaningless, meaningless says the teacher Only meaningless, everything is meaningless
你可以说没有意义,没有意义,一切都没有意义
I want to change another way the word which is empty
也可以用再用一个词，就是空虚。
空虚。Emptiness, emptiness, says the teacher. Only emptiness. Everything is emptiness.
空虚，空虚，一切都是空虚。
Finally, I want to use another word.
还有一个词。
I want to use a nothingness.
一切都是虚无。
Nothingness, nothingness, says the teacher. Only nothingness. Everything is nothingness.
虚无，虚无，一切都是虚无。
And why this king has everything, Solomon had everything, and he said this?
为什么所罗门王他有这一切，但是他还会这么说？
Because we lost the communication with God.
因为我们失去了与神的交通。
There's one boy, there's one, the vanity, there's a place cannot be filled.
有一个虚空，有一个地方没有办法被填满。
That's a misery.
那是一个悲惨的境地。
The misery in this life.
在我们生命当中的另一个悲惨。
Let me go back a little bit. This is under his wrath and the curse.
这里说到在神的震怒和咒诅之下。
Just like we read in Ephesians chapter 2, very beginning, he already mentioned about we all under his wrath.
就像我们刚才在以弗所书二章三节所读的，我们是在他的本为可怒之子。
I heard the children say, "Why, mom, you're always angry?"
我听见小孩子说，妈妈，你为什么总是向我发火
？Why, dad, you're always angry at me?
为什么你爸爸总是向我发火
？If we are parents, probably know.
如果你是做父母的，你可能知道答案。
But a child probably they don't know. Then why are you always angry at me?
但小孩子不知道，他们就问为什么。
Because they have done something improperly.
因为他们做了不该做的事情。
And today is the same thing.
今天也是这样。
And we are always under his wrath and curse.
我们是在神的震怒与咒诅之下。
Another thing I just mentioned, we feel like this life is the misery in this life.
还有就是说到我们今生的苦难。
There is a book written before Genesis.
有一本书是在创世纪之前就被写成的。
It's written by Job.
是约伯所写的。
Verse 5-7, he said, Yet man is born to trouble as surely as sparks fly upward.
人生在世必遇患难，如同火星飞腾。
It's born to trouble.
如同火星必遇患难。
So this life is really a misery in this life.
所以在我们的生活当中，生命当中一定会遇见这些苦难。
Last week is my school parents as teacher conference.
上个星期我们学校里有一个就是父母也做教师的，他们来开一个会。
And I'm talking about high school.
是在高中。
And there's a lady came to me, and I never seen her before.
有一位我从来没见过的女士来跟我说话。
And she said, Mr. Kale, I'm Amanda's grandma.
她说高先生，我是 Amanda 的祖母。
Oh, I said Amanda. Okay, yeah, she's in my class. Yes.
我说哦 ，Amanda 她是在我班上。
And I said Amanda, she's a very bright and student, and she learned very quick in Chinese.
我说。Amanda 她很聪明，她学东西很快。
And I talked to her grandma and I said, I remember she said she liked to be a teacher or worker work in the orphanage in the future.
我对她祖母说，她好像提说将来她希望在一个孤儿院工作。
And I said, wow, she has a very very big heart for the orphans.
我觉得他对这些孤儿很有心。
And now her grandma started to tell me her life.
然后他的祖母就告诉我他的一生。
She said, Mr. Kale, do you know her eyes has been doing the surgery for this is the seventh time.
你知道他说你知不知道这个 Amanda 他的眼睛经过手术，现在已经是第七次了。
And she has a eye degeneration problem.
她眼睛有一个退化的问题。
We don't know how soon or how long she can keep her eyesight.
我们不知道她的视力还能够保存多久。
I said, oh, it won't be.
我觉得, 哎呀, 这不可能。
Because she was in basketball team.
因为她是在篮球队里。
And she's very active and very energetic girl.
她是一个很活泼,很有活力的女孩。
And she's just 16.
她只有16岁。
And her grandma said, not only so, she has a tumor in her spine.
她的祖母说不仅如此, 她的脊椎里面还有肿瘤。
And she said, it's not cancer yet, it's just a tumor.
她只是一个肿瘤, 还不一定是癌症。
So we took her out of the basketball team because the doctor said she cannot jump anymore.
我们就说她后来不得不离开篮球队, 因为医生说她不适合跳跃。
Oh, I say, well, and that's very sad to hear that.
我觉得说, 哦, 真的很难过, 听到这些的消息。
And that's remind me, she said, Mr. Kale, could you show me the cutter? She liked to learn cutter.
颜色。
And
高先生你可不可以把一些
Amanda mentioned to me many times, Mr. Kale, can you teach us how to write Chinese in all the colors in Chinese?
就是他想学中文，然后关于中文里各种颜色，他想问的。Now
I understand. She is losing her eyesight. She wants to learn the colors.
虽然他 将要失去她的视力, 但是她想要学各样的颜色。
And one time she told me she has a heart to go to China to work in an orphanage.
她有一次跟我说她有心到中国的孤儿院去工作。
I feel so sorry. So far I haven't taught her the color yet.
我感觉很抱歉, 直到现在我还没有教她这些颜色。
Maybe next lesson I need to teach her how to write color.
可能下一次我会教他怎么样再用中文来写这些颜色。
Well, we need to teach her all the rainbow colors. 彩虹的颜色。
我也许会告诉他怎么样来写 彩虹的各样颜色。
This is a misery in this life.
这是我们生活当中会遇见的苦难。
And this young lady, 16, she already has this the disease.
这个16岁的年轻女孩, 她已经有这样的疾病。
So many times we see this is really this a fallen man's misery. And not only this, there is a there is a universal dominion of death.
还有一个就是我们普遍的在死的权势之下。
Do you remember we just read Romans 6:23?
我们刚才读了罗马书6:23节。
For the wages of sin is death.
罪的工价乃是死。
The wages of sin is death.
罪的工价乃是死。
And Hebrews 9:27 also say, just as man is destined to die once.
希伯来书9:27节说, 按着定命人人都有一死。
And after that to face judgment.
死后且有审判。
So there is a death waiting.
所以有一个死亡在等待着。
And do you remember Jesus one time he wept?
有一次主耶稣他哭泣。
And do you know why he wept?
你知道是为什么吗?
Because he saw the Lazarus, the family he loved, this young brother died.
因为他看见在他所爱的那个家，他所爱的拉撒路死了。
We know he raised Lazarus from the dead.
但是我们知道说他让拉撒路从死里复活。
So there still have a universal dominion of death we need to face.
这里是有一个死亡的权势我们要面对。
Yes, this is a misery life.
这是一个苦难的人生。
And pretty soon probably either a disease or a war or disaster or famine or anything that will claim our life.
也许疾病,也许战争,也许饥荒,也许各样的事会拿去我们的生命。
So up to this point, probably you will feel very depressed.
所以也许现在你就很沮丧。
Well, there is a hope.
但是有盼望。
This is not the end of the story.
故事不就是不只是停在这里。
Now we'll get the more excited part.
我们先来看更加。
Oh, there is a punishment. Yes. Not only that, there is a punishment.
这里还有一个永刑。
Yes.And somebody feel like, well, if I take my life, probably I can get rid of all this misery.
有的人觉得说，如果我自己结束自己的生命，也许我的一切苦难就结束了。
Oh, not so.
并不是这样。
There is also there is everlasting punishment.
有一个永远刑罚在那里。
Do you remember in the Matthew 3:12 or 25:46?
在马太三章十二节。25章, 46节,
and Jesus say his winnowing fork is in his hand and he will clear his threshing floor gathering his wheat into the barn and burning up the chaff with unquenchable fire.
他手里拿着簸箕要扬进他的场把麦子收在仓里把糠用不尽的火烧尽了。
Yes, there is a judgment.
是的有审判。
And there is an unquenchable fire is burning there.
有一个不灭的火在那里烧。
Also, there is a some kind of a the bugs that will never die too.
在那里虫是不死的。
And Matthew 25:46.
马太二十五章四十六节。
Then they will go away to eternal punishment.
这些人要往永刑里去。
Eternal punishment.
永刑。
Of course, the opposite side is the righteous will go to eternal life.
另一边乃是说义人要向永生里去。
So those are the miseries I list out for the fallen man.
这就是我所列出来我们人堕落之后所遭遇的一切的苦难。
But we can go back to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 through 10.
但是现在我们要回到以弗所书第二章一到十节。
Well, there is a hope.
那里有盼望。
Here, God, He will make all the sick one alive in Christ.
他要叫我们在耶稣基督里面都蒙拯救。
And from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4,
二章四节。
And we'll see.This is his great love and his rich mercy.
我看见他的大爱，看见他恩典的丰富。
Yes, he sent down his begotten Son, Lord Jesus Christ.
他差遣他的爱子主耶稣基督。
To die for you and me.
为你为我而死。
This is his great love and rich mercy.
这是他的大爱和他丰富的恩慈。
Mercy means something we are not deserved.
这里恩慈就是说我们所不配得的。
But he is going to give us this gift.
但是他要把它作为礼物给我们。
The second one, this is because of his grace and his kindness.
下面一个就说到他的恩典与恩慈。
Grace is something we are not deserve.
恩典是我们不配得的。
And kindness is showing because.That's out of his nature.
恩慈乃是出于他的性格。
他的性格。So grace and kindness,
所以恩典与恩慈
can lead us into this salvation.
把我们带往救恩。
Another thing I want to mention, which is the gift.
接下去我就要说到神所赐的。
Yes, we like to receive the gift.
是的，我们都希望得到礼物。
We like to receive the present.
我们希望得到礼物。
And all the kids, they like to receive the gift.
每个小孩子都是这样。
And God gave us this gift.
神所给我们的。
It's by grace and through our faith.
乃是本乎恩，也因着信。
This is not because how much we work, we earn it.
并不是因为我们所做的工，并不是我们所挣来的。
And this is not because how good we are, so we receive it.
并不是因着我们的好处。
Well, the parents probably sometimes we reward our kids and say, well, if you do this, yes, you will have a gift.
有时候我们也许会赏赐一下我们的报偿一下我们的孩子说如果你说这些就会有一个礼物。
But here it's talking about it's by grace and through faith.
但在这里乃是说到本乎恩也因着信。
And we can receive this gift.
我们可以得到这个礼物。
And this gift is in Jesus Christ.
这礼物乃是在耶稣基督里面的。
And we can find this eternal life.
我们可以得到这个永生。
Also, we need to know we are His workmanship.
我们要知道说我们是他手中的工作。
What's the workmanship means?
这里神的工作是什么意思
？Original meaning has been the art of work.
这个原来这个意思呢是说一件艺术品的杰作。
And we can see how the God has worked on this person.
我们可以看见神在一个人身上所做的工。
His handiwork
是他手所做的工。
I feel like sometimes I like to visit those people they already have been shaped and molded by God.
我遇到一些人，有时候我会感觉到他们已经被神所雕琢、所制作。
I like to visit this person not because he has everything on this earth, the wealth.
我想成为这样的人，并不是因为这些人他已经拥有地上一切的财富。
But because he already been shaped and molded by God.
因为他已经乃是因为他们已经被神雕琢制作。
A couple of weeks ago, I went to visit the brother.
几个星期前我去访问一个弟兄。
Oh, he has been because of his faith, he's been persecuted for so many years.
因为他被逼迫了很多年。
And right now, he's in his old age, and he lost his wife.
现在他已经非常年老，他的妻子也已经去世。
And recently he had a very simple surgery.
最近他动了一个小手术。
But end up because of a doctor's neglection, and end up is he needed to stay in the hospital for an entire week.
但因为医生的疏忽，他就在医院里住了整整一个星期。
And almost lost his life.
差点就是失去生命。
So I went to his apartment.
我就到他的公寓里去。
He opened the door.
他打开门。
Oh, he has a smiling face to me.
他有一张笑脸。
And I cannot tell you he's encouraged me or I'm trying to come to encourage him.
所以我就觉得他不知道是他在鼓励我、勉励我，还是我在勉励他。
He said, Brother Gao, I'm fine.
他说高弟兄，我很好。
Yes, my heart stopped 5 hours, but I'm fine now.
虽然我的心脏可能停跳有几个小时，但是我现在没事。
I'm resurrected by doctor.
医生把我救活。
At first, I'm thinking maybe you need to sue that doctor.
首先我想说，也许你要起诉，要告那个医生。
But he said I'm fine. I'm resurrected.
他说很好，我活过来了。
And do you know I need to do a testimony since I just got a flight ticket. I need to go to Detroit. There's a church invite me for a testimony.
他说我要做一个见证，因为
there's a church in Detroit.
在这个底特律的一个教会做见证。
And I already received a flight ticket. I'm so excited. Which is next week. I'm going to do a testimony.
所以下一个星期我要去做见证。
Oh, I'm so encouraged. We see the workmanship of God in this.Elder gentlemen,
所以在这个老弟兄身上，我真的看见神的工作。
There is a workmanship.
这是神。
God is working on you and me.
神是在你和我身上做工。
So yes, probably you will see, Christian, we will also have this misery life.
也许你知道基督徒他们人生也要一样经历很多苦难。
Yes, we'll have disease.
我们会有疾病。
Yes, sometimes we'll suffer the loss of our loved one.
也许我们会失去所爱的人。
Yes, sometimes our business will probably will go away.
也许我们的生意会失败。
Yes, sometimes we lost our job.
我们的工作会失去。
And sometimes we'll have some car accident too.
我们也会有车祸。
But we're different.
但是有不同。
I'd like to use one example to show you to end the message.
举一个例子。
I don't know how many people know this person.
我不知道有没有人认识这个人。
Tony Dungy.
他叫 Tony Dungy.
Probably half of the people say yes.
有些人点头。
Well, my daughter sent me his testimony probably yesterday.
昨天我女儿把她的见证寄给我。
Actually, she sent it to my wife first.
她先其实先给我太太。
And I heard it last night.
昨天晚上我就听到这件事。
I feel like, yes, I'd like to share his testimony with you.
我记得说我应该分享这个见证。
Okay, if you don't know this person, I'll give you another hint.
如果你不认识他，我可以给你一点暗示。
Do you like football?
你打不打？喜不喜欢？
Maybe for the younger, newer generation, you like it.
如果你是年轻的一代，你会喜欢。
For me, I don't like it that much.
我自己并不喜欢。
Although when I was in Nebraska, I bought a season ticket for this football game because Nebraska was a very good team.
但是我在 Nebraska 读书的时候，我买了他们一个赛季的票，因为他们这个队确实不错。
Okay, if you are a football fan, probably you will look at this helmet. You see, oh, that's I know that's Indiana Colts.
所以如果你是球迷的话，你看这个图片，你看到他们的头盔，你就知道这是哪个队。
They are playing with Detroit Tigers.
他们对手是底特律老虎队。
Do you know who won the Super Bowl this year?
你们知道今年这个超级杯是谁赢了？
The white team, okay. If you don't know about this white team.
白的这个队。
Well, for every good team, of course we say they always have a good coach.
我们总说一个好的球队，他一定有一个好的教练。
Okay, yes, they have a good coach.
是他们有一个好教练。
I only watched a third quarter of this game.
我只看了三分之一。
And I feel like both sides of coach, but this side is Tony Dungy and his the coach team.
Tony 就是这个白队的教练。
During all that third quarter, I did not see he lost his temper.
在整个第三节我看见他没有生气过。
If you watch football games toward the end of this kind of a competition, always the coach is very nervous.
你看见通常在这么重大的比赛当中，教练都是很紧张的。
Anything he's not happy, he will be mad and throw the temper.
你就看在球赛转播的时候，那个教练总是在那里发怒的样子。
Especially when you watch the basketball team.
特别是这个篮球赛。
Both side of coaches probably will throw something and will be mad. And
他们都会两边的教练，他们好像都会在那里发怒扔东西。
But I didn't see this coach lost any temper.
但是我没有看见这个教练他发脾气。
I didn't know him at all before him.
以前我并不认识他。
I just feel like he's different.
我就是感觉他有不同。
And later on, yes, I heard about his testimony.
后来我就听见他的见证。
And people say, oh, he's a good Christian.
他是一个好的基督徒。
He how to treat his players right.
他知道怎样来对待他的队员。
But today I want to share with you is not because how good he was in the Super Bowl last month.
但是今天我来交通的并不是他在这个超级杯的表现。
But I want to say his testimony.
但是我要分享的是他的见证。
Right before the Super Bowl, which is last month, February sometimes, and he had a breakfast meeting.
在超级杯之前，大概是二月份，他有一个早餐的会议。
And he shared to all the attendees.
他就对所有参加的人说
，Many is his. Two sons.
他有两个儿子。
First one is he had three sons and one daughter.
他有两个儿子一个女儿。
And he shared the first son, his name is Jordan.
他一个儿子名字叫 Jordan.
His son has a very rare disease. And
有一种很罕见的，他的儿子有一个很罕见的疾病。
And he cannot sense the pain.
他不能够感觉到疼痛。
So for example, he said if his wife make the cookies,
他的太太如果做饼干,
and his younger son like to eat a cookie, he will put his hand into the oven and he doesn't have any pain. He doesn't know he got burned.
所以当这个小孩子他喜欢要吃这个饼干，他就会把手伸到烤箱里去拿这个饼干，他的手感觉不到痛。
And very hot cookie he will put into his mouth and got burned and he doesn't know at all.
滚烫的饼干他就会放到嘴里，所以他就会被烫伤。
The normal kids, yes, you teach them, and probably sometimes they will try to touch the oven, but when they touch it very hot, okay, they will run away and they will cry.
普通的孩子他们也会去做那些尝试的事情，但是他们当他们手真的烫到一下，他们就会很快的缩回来，他们就学了一个功课。
And they can learn quickly.
他们学得很快。
But his son Jordan, he doesn't have that kind of ability.
但是这个 Tony 的孩子 Jordan 他就没有办法这样来学习。
When he presented in that breakfast meeting, he said his son still had two scars in his head because he doesn't know anything, so he failed or got cut.
所以他就说在早餐的聚会，他就说他的儿子头上也有两块伤疤，就是也是因为他不知道疼痛，所以说可能是撞到或者跌倒。
When the kids they got hurt, they had pain, they always run to the parents.
当这个孩子受伤害的时候，他们总是回到父母那里。
And they would cry and say, hold me or get a comfort from the parents.
他们就会回到父母那里寻求安慰。
Whom this is very parallel description when we are in that situation as a fallen man.
这很像，就是我们就像我们是一个堕落的人，也是那个光景就很像。
Many times, yes, we are in a sin, but maybe God used a conscience.
是我们是在罪中，但是神就是借着我们的良心。
Or maybe use His word.
或者用他的话语。
Or maybe use other people's Holy Spirit to warn us.
用借着圣灵来警告我们。
And we feel pain.
让我们感觉到痛。
And we'll run back to the Father.
让我们可以回到父那里。
But if to the condition we don't feel pain.
如果我们的光景是我们觉不到痛。
And we live in a sinful situation and we don't feel pain at all.
如果我们是在这种罪的光景中，我们一点痛苦都没有。
And this is very, very dangerous.
这是非常非常危险。
That will take our life. They'll take our life.
也许就会叫我们失去我们的性命。
Just like this Tony Dungeon's the third son Jordan.
就像这个 Tony 他的儿子 Jordan.
His parents need to watch him all the time.
他的父母总是要看着他。
He doesn't know this child will run into anything.
他不知道这个孩子会碰到什么。
He got cut. It's not pain at all.
他的手也许会割破，但是他不知道痛。
He got burned, probably he doesn't know.
如果烫伤，他也不知道。
He has another son.
他还有一个儿子。
It's an older son.
是一个大儿子。
James. His name is James.
他名字叫 James.
And he, from his description, James is a Christian.
他说 James 是个基督徒。
And he always likes to help people.
总是愿意帮助人。
And sometimes give people ride and his friend ride or helping his friends in school.
他愿意去载人或者在学校里帮助朋友。
And he say December he need to in November.Thanksgiving time, he need to say hello, say goodbye to his son, and because he need to go train in his team.
大概在感恩节的时候，他要跟他的儿子说再见，因为他要去训练他的球队。
And somehow that morning was so rushed, so he didn't give him say goodbye or give him a hug.
那天早上他太忙了，所以他没有拥抱儿子，或者没有跟他说再见。
December he can in December, next time when he came back, he did not see his son anymore.
当他十二月回来回家的时候，他再也没看见他孩子。
Why? Because his son is dead.
因为他的儿子已经死了。
So of course he's so sad, and in the funeral service, and he has some word to all the attendants.
所以他非常的难过，在葬礼上他就对来参加的人他说了一些话。
And also he donated his son's organs to through some organizations.
所以他也捐献这个儿子的器官。
And he said right now two people can see because of his son.
他就说有又有两个人能够看见，因为他的儿子。
And when he said that, he's almost cried.
当他说的时候，他是实在是在流泪。
And well, he said, well, just in our busy life, please spend some time with your child.
他说在我们忙碌的生活当中，花一点时间跟你儿女在一起。
We never know when is the last time.
我们谁也不知道哪一次是不是最后一次。
And through that funeral,
因着那个葬礼
so many parents they got touched.
许多父母的心受到感动。
Some wrote him and say, "Well, because of that, I took a couple of days to spend with my son."
很多人说之后他们要花几天时间跟儿女在一起。
And some say, "Oh, I remember to hug my son or daughter."
很多人说我再也不要忘记来拥抱我的儿女。
And even one of the girl, she's about her son's age.
有一个女孩大概和她儿子一样大。
He said his son probably would turn 19 by now.
可能就是现在应该差不多十九岁。
So the girl probably around 18, 19.
所以那个女孩大概也十八九岁。
That girl also go to the same church as Tony's son.
这个女孩也是去托尼儿子的那个教会。
But this girl said, "I never know God at all."
但那个女孩说，我从来不认识神。
But through this funeral, now I know I need to receive the Lord Jesus.
但是她说，因着这个葬礼，我现在知道说我要接受耶稣基督。
And all in all, I want to see is death Tony's heart.
我想想。要得到就是一个像Tony,
I want to share is Tony's heart.
我所要分享这里就是Tony 的心。
Tony said, "Even though my son died and can my organ can let other people see."
他说虽然我的儿子死了，虽然我的他的器官可以让其他人来用。
And I can arouse so many parents.And they can heal the relationship between the sons or daughter and parents.
现在我可以聚集许多的人，然后他们可以听见这父子父女之间的关系。
Even though some people heard my testimony, they come to the Lord.
虽然有些人他们听见我的见证，他们就信了主。
If you ask me, do you want to give your son away?
但是如果你问我说，你愿意舍了你的儿子吗？
He said, "No way."
他说绝不。
But our heavenly Father, He sent Lord Jesus Christ to you and me.
但是我们的天父他确实舍了他的儿子。
So that we can see.
让我们可以看见。
So that our relationship with God can be healed.
所以让我们跟神之间的关系。
So that our sin will be forgiven.
让我们的罪得赦免。
Heavenly Father.His heart, just like that.
天父的心就是这样。
So, I'm touched because of his experience.
我因着他的经历受到感动。
And in that breakfast meeting, he asked people to bow down and pray with him.
那天早上的聚会，他就让大家一起低头，一同祷告。
And that meeting, it says, a Super Bowl.
那个早餐的聚会是为那个超级杯的比赛。
But he dared to do that.
但是他有这个勇气这样来做。
We also can do that too.
我们也可以这样。
In our workplace,
在我们工作的地方。
In our family,
在我们家里。
In our neighbor,
在我们的邻居当中。
We also can do that too.
你也可以这样做。
And nobody accused him, say, "Well, you said something improper in a different, in the wrong place."
并没有人去控告他说他在做了不该做的事情。
Well, because of today, his team is a winner. Well, we also need to come back to ask ourselves. Have we really received this gift? If you haven't received,
如果你还没有得到,
I urge you to receive it.
我请求你来接受这礼物。
Let's bow our hand and pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Oh, dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
we know we are all living in a corrupted world.
我们知道我们都在堕落当中。
We are all in a depraved situation.
我们都是一种堕落的光景。
And today, a lot of time we live in a misery situation.
There's
nothing to do with how much we earn,
并不是我们所赚的,
and how much we have,
也不是我们所拥有的,
and because we don't have the proper relationship with our Heavenly Father. And we know the result is death.
我们知道说, 那个最后的结局就是死,
and we know there is an eternal punishment too. But today we know, we also heard about there is a gift for us. It's an eternal life through Jesus Christ. The Son of God, the Heavenly Father, has given to us. The earthly father probably cannot forsake his own son. But Heavenly Father, he sent down his begotten son, Lord Jesus. Died on the cross for you and me.
为我们死在十字架上,
so today we can be healed.
让今天我们可以被医治,
and the relationship can be rebuilt. And we can receive this eternal life. Lord, we thank you for this eternal gift. In our Lord Jesus. Amen.